This is just the backside of the fuel cell module to get a little better peek at it here.
Engineer Steve Brown is showing off a generator that can be the primary power source for an entire hospital, prison, factory complex, or any other multi-building facility. It's a 250-kilowatt fuel cell generator that's as big as a one-car garage. It's currently running at Caterpillar's Research Center just outside of Peoria, Illinois. The generator works by extracting the hydrogen from natural gas and converting it into electricity. Brown says the only emissions from the unit are heat, water, and carbon dioxide. He says the unit can also use that heat for other purposes, making a generator that is up to 90% efficient.
That means 90% of the heat, potential heat in the natural gas, has been converted into useful energy, and only 10% is exhausted to the atmosphere. That's sexy. It is, compared to a typical internal combustion engine is in the high teens, and all the rest just goes to waste, just heats up the atmosphere.
Brown says this unit can eliminate large electric consumers' need to be hooked up to the power grid. Peoria, Illinois-based Caterpillar and Danbury, Connecticut-based Fuel Cell Energy Incorporated are manufacturing the generators. They say there's a growing market for reliable power. They also say the generators are better for the environment than coal or oil-fired power plants. John Lightman is the president of Fuel Cell Energy.
The fuel cell here generates electricity like a large battery, except with a fuel cell, you keep feeding it fuel and air, and it'll keep generating electricity very cleanly.
Lightman says the generator will also be easily convertible into a pure hydrogen power generation unit if that technology becomes available. But some environmentalists are not as excited about the generator's potential. Chris Johnson is a spokesman for the Illinois Public Interest Research Group, a public policy advocacy group that focuses on the environment. He says fuel cell power generators are a step in the right direction. But he says since this generator uses natural gas instead of pure hydrogen to create electricity, it's not a long-term answer to the nation's energy problems.
So in other words, we're sort of losing energy, it's becoming less efficient, and in that sense, we're also having more CO2 emissions in the long run. Also, natural gas emitting heat and CO2, or carbon dioxide, is one of the huge causes of global warming.
Johnson does concede that fuel cells are better for the environment than coal and oil-based power plants. But he also says fuel cells will not reach their full potential until they run off of more basic forms of hydrogen. The generators are also meeting some skepticism from the power generation industry.
I think fuel cells are everybody's holy grail of engine power.
Mike Osenga is the publisher of Diesel Progress magazine, an engine and power generation trade publication. He says such generators show promise, but also have a lot to prove.
There hasn't been long-term testing. A lot of the engineering still needs to be done, and it's still a technology that has to prove itself, but it certainly seems to have some potential compared to some of the other technologies that people are considering.
Osenga says the other issue is money. Using such a generator costs at least 3 cents more per kilowatt hour than taking the power from the local utility company. But Caterpillar and Fuel Cell Energy are hoping customers will think the cost is worth it to have a more reliable power source. Rich Thompson is a group president at Caterpillar. He says in light of the major blackout this past summer, the industry is moving toward what he calls distributed power generation.
A term you're going to hear more and more frequently, because distributed generation is the key answer and the rapid answer to strengthening our national grid. And that is going to happen following the Northeast blackout.
Thompson also says Caterpillar is lobbying Congress to give the company tax subsidies that other cleaner power providers receive. That could make fuel cell generators almost even in cost with traditional utility power. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Jonathan Aul.